Special Envoy Steve Witkoff is to lead an American delegation to Egypt for indirect talks tomorrow. This is NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. Republican leaders are facing criticism after posting a faked photo of Kansas Governor Laura Kelly in a sombrero and a mustache. The photo appeared yesterday on the Facebook page of the Kansas Republican Party. The post criticized Kelly for refusing to release the personal information of Kansans receiving food assistance through SNAP, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Wichita Eagle reports some people fear that information could be used to target recipients with Hispanic or foreign-sounding names, and that information could be turned over to ICE or other federal agencies. The Facebook page of the Kansas Republican Party had another faked photo, this one of Laura Howard, the Secretary of Kansas Department of Children and Families. In that photo, Howard is shown wearing a luchador mask, the kind worn by Mexican wrestlers. Two Wichita teens were hospitalized after their jet skis collided at the Lake of the Ozarks. KCTV reports that the girls, 13 years old and 15 years old, were riding jet skis Friday night when one sideswiped the other. The younger girl was hospitalized with serious injuries. The older was treated for moderate injuries. In college football, the KU Jayhawks beat University of Central Florida 27-20. Meanwhile, the Baylor Bears beat Kansas State 35-34 last night in Waco after the Bears outscored the Wildcats 18-3 in a fourth quarter comeback. Under head coach Chris Klieman, the Wildcats have fallen to 2-4 this season.
Disappointing loss, obviously, because we've lost handful of games by one score, and this one's by a point, and you don't get those back. I know that.
Next weekend, KU will travel to Texas Tech, and K-State will be home against TCU. The Kansas City Chiefs play in Jacksonville tomorrow night at 7:15 against the Jaguars. Sunny skies and warm today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour, with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with a 50% chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs in the lower 80s. It's 67 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow Joni Wickham moderates bipartisan consensus building with Kansas State Representatives Laura Williams and Brandon Woodard. October 8th, 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you for Weekend Edition Sunday this morning. Just ahead, we'll hear about a local nonprofit that collects fresh food from restaurants, businesses, farms, and events that would otherwise be thrown away. Urban gleaning. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. As KPR's annual Live Day, join us Friday night, October 24th, for a free concert by KPR's own Destiny and Mermaidgan and friends. It's an evening of spooky tales and tunes, and knowing Destiny, some really bad jokes. It's live at the Lawrence Public Library and broadcast on KPR stations. Again, that's Friday night, October 24th at 7 p.m. Admission's free, but we're asking you to RSVP at kansaspublicradio.org if you plan to join us. And we'll see you there.
Support for KPR comes from Porter Cattle Company, raising cattle near Emporia. Richard Porter believes the financial commitment of listeners makes it possible for KPR to provide in-depth news and music daily, and is proud to support the goals and mission of Kansas Public Radio.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s, a little on the windy side with gusts up to 35 miles per hour. It's 69 in Atchison, 67 in Emporia, 68 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from this.
I can't think clearly right now. All my judgment, everything is clouded. My colleagues are dying every day. Could I be next?
We hear from one doctor who took courageous steps during the Marburg outbreak in Rwanda last year. On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting Mariachi Garibaldi and Ballet Folklorico del Rio Grande, October 10th, 7:30 p.m. Details at jccc.edu/mtc.
We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Sunday. Just ahead, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. And I have to say, it's one of the quickest puzzles I've ever seen. So grab your pen and pencil, get ready to go. KPR's Fall Membership Drive wrapped up on Friday with more than $117,000 pledged by you, our listeners. A big thank you to everyone who made a pledge during the drive. You are the public in public radio, and your support makes our programs possible. If you haven't pledged yet, remember you can become a member anytime, even on a Sunday morning, at Kansas Public Radio. And from all of us at KPR, thanks for your support.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care.
For online therapy from anywhere. At betterhelp.com/public. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's This Old House Radio Hour. Stay with us.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Tina, the Tina Turner Musical, an uplifting comeback story like no other, Tuesday, October 14th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
All week long, you've been hearing about Whirlwind, the new memoir by journalist and KANU alumnus Bill Curtis. Next time on KPR Presents, it's a special broadcast of KPR's recent book launch with Bill Curtis and me, Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. That's 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 10 o'clock.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by The Home Depot. How doers get more done. From LAiston APM, American Public Media, it's This Old House Radio Hour. I'm your host, Jen Largis. On today's show, hurricane season is here. Are you ready? We're going beyond the basics to share the tips that could keep you and your home safe before the next storm hits.
Close all the doors on the inside of your home. Closing those doors has now been proven through engineering research to be a big savior.
Plus, actor and writer Griffin Dunn recalls his childhood home in Beverly Hills.
Every now and then there'd be somebody, a movie star rather, who I not only knew but just was in awe of, that he would be in our house. Sean Connery, James Bond, in our swimming pool.
Our friends Ethan and Elizabeth from Cheap Old Houses return to share a couple homes from around the country that are diamonds in the rough. All of this, plus we're answering your home improvement questions at 877-864-7460. Coming up right after the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm.
On This Old House Radio Hour from LAS to APM. Stay tuned.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for This Old House Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Imagination Movers, the children's music group, as seen on Disney Plus, Saturday, October 18th, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Sunny skies and windy today with highs in the mid-80s. Winds from the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Gusts up to 35 miles per hour today. Mostly sunny for tomorrow with a 50-50 chance of showers, maybe even a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon. Much cooler temperatures in store for Tuesday. It's 73 in Lawrence, 71 in Emporia.
This Old House Radio Hour is supported by Viking.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison, online at kansaspublicradio.org. It's not even Halloween yet, and yet KPR's Big Band Christmas will be here before you know it. Tickets to the general public will go on sale Saturday. Join us for the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra December 13th, performing big band favorites and Christmas tunes. You can get an early shot at tickets by becoming a KPR member today at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-80s. It's 74 in Atchison, 72 in Emporia, 74 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
By the Home Depot, helping customers with tools and guidance on any project, from installation to inspiration. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on KPR, it's To the Best of Our Knowledge. Followed by 105 Live at noon today here on KPR. Sunny skies. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 75 currently in Lawrence, 73 in Emporia, 76 degrees in Manhattan, 75 in Topeka. The time is 11 o'clock.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Anne Strangehan.
Highest standards of public service in journalism and cultural expression.
It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Anne Strangehan. And PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Assistance for Immigrants and Refugees, or AIR, a volunteer group sponsoring refugee resettlement in Lawrence and assisting with housing, jobs, social services, and education. Information at airefugeeslawrence.org. A big thank you to all of our sustaining members and for everyone who made a pledge during KPR's fall membership drive. We raised just over $117,000 with your help. It's your investment that keep news and music coming on KPR. If you did not get around to making yours, donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
NPRX.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from the KC Civic Orchestra, presenting works by Stravinsky, Tchaikovsky, Debussy, and Mendelssohn, Sunday, October 12th, 3 p.m. in the Midwest Trust Center. Open to the public, but reservations are required at kccivic.org. All week long, you've been hearing us talk about Whirlwind, the new memoir by journalist and KANU alum Bill Curtis. I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me later today for KPR Presents. It's a special broadcast of KPR's recent book launch with Bill Curtis and me. That's on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio. We still had, as of Friday afternoon, at least a couple more copies of that book. You can donate now at kansaspublicradio.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for To the Best of Our Knowledge on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, promoting Field Day Feast, a farm-to-table dining experience featuring Chef Vaughn Good of Fox and Pearl at Caw Valley Field Day, October 11th. Tickets and details at cawvalleyfieldday.com. And from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu. Coming up next here on KPR, it's 105 Live with your host, Nick Carswell. And then join us later today for This American Life, the story of Harold Washington, a charismatic, unconventional politician from years ago, Chicago's first black mayor. It's an encore broadcast of This American Life today at 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. Sunny skies and windy today with gusts up to 35 miles per hour, highs in the mid 80s. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a 50-50 chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, highs in the lower 80s. It's 78 degrees in Atchison, 77 in Emporia, 79 in Manhattan, 78 in Topeka. The time is 12:01.